Snap to Murray, pitch to Drake, running to the right side. He's got the 2-yard line, dives for the end zone, and in for the touchdown. The Cardinals get in the red zone thanks to Kenyon Drake, and Kenyon Drake gets the touchdown to give the Cardinals the early lead.
Oh, here we go.
Third down and 3, 49ers. Kittle going to run the end cut on Baker. Baker stumbled. Kittle made the catch. Kittle on the secondary 10. Runs over a man.
About George Kittle and his toughness and his mindset. That is unbelievable.
Out at 6-7, Garoppolo throws end zone for Bourne, and Kendrick Bourne will roll over and make the catch. Touchdown, San Francisco. What a catch by Kendrick Bourne.
Happy Halloween from the Westlings. I'm Lakeisha Westling. I'm here with my husband, Chris Westling.
Hey.
Hey, we're, you know, here at West Wing, I guess we're calling that right now.
It'll change. I always call it NFL Uncorked Headquarters.
I like that. Well, we just got done watching the 49ers beat the Cardinals 28-25. It actually ended up being a really exciting game, especially the fourth quarter.
Both quarterbacks played really well. I was so impressed with the Cardinals, even though they lost. This defense, the 49ers defense, had given up 23 points combined in the last four games. Cardinals put 25 on them tonight and moved the ball pretty well. Kenyon Drake, a big
man,
big acquisition.
Huge pickup. Just landed with the Cardinals after a trade, and he had a huge game.
I tweeted like a month ago, somebody needs to trade for this guy because you could see that he had the juice. He had lateral agility, playmaking ability, explosiveness, and it was going to waste in Miami. They were only playing him, you know, half the time, 10, 12 snaps a game, and there wasn't much room to run, but you could see in this offense, I think Cliff Kingsbury has a really running back friendly offense. We've seen that with Chase Edmonds lately, and Kenyon Drake looked really good. Kyler Murray, I thought, really was under pressure quite a bit, but made some big throws.
I was really, really impressed with him because there were times where he was like, you know, getting out of the pocket and just escaping, you know, the 49ers defense, which is, you know, really, really good. So I was really impressed with him.
Yeah, and then on the 49ers side, Jimmy G, not only the best game maybe of his career, but he's doing things no 49ers quarterback has done in 20 years. They said since 2000, no 49ers quarterback had 4 touchdowns and 300 yards. And it wasn't just the numbers. It was great pocket presence, pocket movement, standing, hanging in tough, hitting, you know, to Kyle Shanahan's credit, a lot of wide open receivers too. Jimmy G's got to be living the dream in this offense with Kyle Shanahan scheming players open so often. The offensive line is deep. The running game is strong. And then, you know, George Kittle on top of his game.
Oh, yeah.
That battle with him and Buda Baker tonight was really fun to watch. And
George Kittle like left the game for a little bit because he suffered a left knee injury.
Yeah, he was out for a little bit, and we saw him standing on the sideline at the end of the game on a really important drive. So he was on the set with Colleen Wolf, our friend Wolf, after the game.
Tiny you know, box.
Just loving the limelight. You can see how confident he is, and he's on top of the world. It doesn't seem like that's a serious injury if he's doing the interview and he's that upbeat about it. So I'd imagine maybe he'll miss some practice time, but it doesn't look like he's going to be out for
it. Looks like we got some trick-or-treaters.
Keisha's going to go hand out some candy. We've had a lot of 49ers fans coming out tonight. We had the TV set up in the back, so we would see 49ers fans asking about the score, wondering how they were doing. We even had somebody ask if we knew Henry Hodgson. That would be Handsome Hank of the Damashek podcast. We've had roving bands of youth coming through here. And I don't know what this new trend is with kids wanting to grab like 6
Stop.
Candy bars.
I feel so bad. Sometimes I have to say like, please just take one. Like,
when
it's not
did
like
this
I bought 5
happening?
Bags of candy. It's like, take one, not a whole handful, you guys.
I hate to be old man yelling at the clouds, but in my day, we knew you only take one.
Oh, yeah. Everyone kept saying like, I love your setup, especially the like adults.
Oh,
mom
yeah.
And dads.
They were happy to come back and take a peek at the game while we were covering it.
Several Niners fans.
So the 49ers moved to 8-0, and it wasn't their most dominant defensive effort, but I think you see, we've been saying all year that Jimmy G doesn't have to do much. because of the running game and the defense. And you see him tonight play like this. They get the offense on track, clicking on all cylinders. Emmanuel Sanders, you know, as Troy pointed out during the game, he was in Skaggs' offense with the Broncos, Rich Scangarello, who, you know, worked under Kyle Shanahan. So he's picked up this offense really quick. And you see it tonight in a 100-yard game. That this offense looks really good now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you said, the Niners are 8-0, and this is the first time since 1990
that they've been 8-0.
Yes.
Well, we always hear Mark Sessler, the highest compliment he gives a team is those like late 80s Niners teams that were so confident and dominant. But this defense is on top of the world. The offense is going well, and I think you have to love them as they've got to be the favorite in the NFC.
Oh, we got to talk about that huge play from rookie Andy Isabel from the Cardinals, 88-yard touchdown. Like, that's when the game, like, really got lit.
It was a great pass by Kyler Murray. And then Isabella, he's got that, you know, they drafted him in the second round because of that run after catch ability. And we saw it there. You know, I don't know what I didn't figure out exactly what Richard Sherman was so upset about on the sidelines, but he was miffed about that one.
Did not like that one at all.
Yeah, Buda Baker, we had, you know, shout out to him. 13 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 3 pass defense, flying all over the field. And you're seeing, you know, like I said, the Cardinals lost, but you're seeing, like, they've got some ingredients on offense with Kyler Murray playing well and seemingly getting better by the week. And then on defense, you know, Buda Baker, Kyle Shanahan says, we don't have a tackle who can block Chandler Jones. There's a couple of building blocks. Terrell Suggs has played pretty well. And then Byron Murphy, the rookie cornerback, he tackled well, too. He's not just a cover guy. So you got a lot of ingredients on this team. And from where we started last year and then preseason, wondering if the Cardinals would be any good, they are competitive.
NFC West is, I mean, I would say it might be the toughest division. That's just me.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah, I mean, the Rams feel like an afterthought almost.
Gosh.
Sorry, Keisha.
I don't even want to talk about that right now. Not at all.
And the 49ers have the Seahawks next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got sort of the clash of the Titans in that division coming up. Big game for them. You have anything else, Keisha?
And then they play the Cardinals again.
And then these two teams face off against each other. I think we covered quite a bit here. Is anything else you... George Kittle, I think, maybe we didn't praise him enough for that play where he shoved Buda Baker to the side.
I think we got some more trick-or-treaters coming.
Scored a touchdown. Oh, and we've got more trick-or-treaters.
What time is it right now? It's 9 o'clock,
It's
man.
9 o'clock. Go get him. Hi. Hey. We've got a fireman.
Yay.
Uh-oh, his bag is broken. We've got a Hawaiian lei. Got Day of the Dead.
I think I just saw a dinosaur across the street.
And a dinosaur crossing the street.
Well, that is pretty much it that we have right now. Great game, surprisingly. Ended up being way more fun than we thought. We pulled the short stick because we don't have kids, so that's why it's a little crazy, because I was passing out candy to the trick-or-treaters while Chris was really, you know, watching the game and taking notes and stuff. I took some notes, too, though.
Shout out to our neighbors bringing us tortilla soup during the game.
More trick-or-treaters.
Oh, more trick-or-treaters. Is that a marshmallow man? And we've got some kind of glowing eyes. And a monster and a dinosaur. This looks like a Goonies outfit. Oh, we got a glowing mask. I heard you out there with the just one.
Well, they asked this time. You know, I love it when they ask. At least it's polite.
You're like a gentle...
Raising the kids right.
You're like a gentle school teacher.
Just one.
All right, let's wrap it up, Keisha.
All right, happy Halloween from the Westlings. I don't know, is this the first time that a married couple did Around the NFL podcast?
Oh, absolutely, it's gotta be.
Yes, history is made!
History is made, and that is till Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
The flagship show coming out.
All right, have a good night.